I can tell you that by December of this year, the NCI has a task force that specifically is addressing anti-angiogenesis factors and hypertension management. And we are meeting on a regular basis. The document is about halfway written, and it will come out with recommendations. And one of the interesting things is we tried to arrange this so that we minimize drug-drug interactions. So, for example, if you're on bevacizumab, to use agents that would not interact or change the levels of bevacizumab. So those are going to be coming out, and the NCI is heading that.
So how about giving us a hypertension 101, you know, like in about 45 seconds? How do you deal with it? I mean, actually, even in just your typical patient in practice, period, and then specifically the patient who's on trastuzumab or bevacizumab more specifically.
Right. The task force that we have, we focus predominantly on agents that affect vascular endothelial growth factor. And mainly because of the mechanism of the nitrous oxide and the microthrombi. What we found from scanning through the literature is that in particular, beta blockers and drugs that block the renin-angiotensin system are excellent at lowering blood pressure, but also lowering cardiovascular event. So the goal is to use an agent that would treat both sides of the diseases.
Interesting. In these specific patients?
Pardon me?
There's data in these specific patients about
there
beta blockers?
There is some clinical data in that.
And I'll, so is that your first sort of maneuver?
It is.
What do you use, atenolol?
No, we use the third generation's carvedilol or Toprol XL, only because there's a lot more data that exists about that in general in terms of lowering cardiovascular events.
And what's your dose range? Do you start at 50 milligrams? What's your dose range for Toprol XL?
For Toprol XL, we start at 25 milligrams in a rapid titration. Basically, within 24 hours, there's a call into our nurse practitioner or to our PA or to a physician, and we up titrate until we get them to a blood pressure of 140 over 90.
How high can you go? Can you push Toprol XL?
200 milligrams daily.
Wow.
And if at that dose you're not getting control, then what?
Then we add a second drug. We usually choose a renin-angiotensin blocker. Why we selected those two particulars, when you look at the basic science data that exists and how it relates to cancer biology, it just so happens one of the most powerful stimulants of angiogenesis and proliferation is angiotensin II in tumors. So if you can block through hypertension and control hypertension, we're hoping as we start to look at these endpoints that there may in fact be an interaction. In the basic science literature, there has
been an anti-tumor effect?
An anti-tumor effect.
Has it ever been looked at?
It has been looked at, but in the basic science, not in clinical.
Yet.
We're looking at that with several compounds, one of which is with Sutent, and we also are looking at that with bevacizumab.
So what's the drug that you would add next to Toprol XL when you've had maximum benefit and you still have hypertension?
There are three classes of drug. One would be an ACE inhibitor, and we think that for most part they're all the same. However, there are some drugs like ramipril or Altase, which have been found to be cardioprotective in people with normal ejection fraction. They prevent the progression into heart failure. It's not a far stretch, although we need clinical data, to reach for those agents because we know that there's a great deal of literature already to support they have cardioprotective effects.
And what dose do you start and what's your range?
5 milligrams to start. The maximum dose is 10 for ramipril. The next classes of
That's Altase. Okay.
Next classes of drugs are angiotensin receptor blocker. We choose usually valsartan or Atacan. Those are both FDA approved for hypertension, for post-MI, and for heart failure. There also is clinical data that starting an angiotensin receptor blocker, such as valsartan, can prevent falls in ejection fraction in anthracycline-based therapy. There's a randomized placebo-controlled study, although small, that was already published in Cancer about 3 years ago.
Starting dose and dose range?
Starting dose was 80 milligrams for Diavan. For Atacan is 4 milligrams.
How much can you go up on the Atacan?
Atacan, you peak at 32 milligrams.
So you got a big range there.
And then the Valsartan, you peak at 320.
Okay, so if I got a patient, I've used Toprol, Altase, and Atacan, and I can't get it under control, then it's time for a consult with a cardiologist.
That's for sure.